When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Monday morning. It's the Klein and Alley Show. This here is Benny Hose Greg. And you can call me PHG if you'd like. All right, you guys. Let's party.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go. Yes, I do. Get your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show.
Yeah, honey.
I said, get your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show.
Golly low, golly low, golly low, golly low, golly low.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah. Welcome to a brand new week. Here we go on a Monday from the world famous K-Rock. I don't know what the temperature is outside. In here, Allie, we're pushing triple digits already because we just found out that the building that we work in every day does not pay to start running the air conditioning until after 7 a.m., which means all of the pre-show meetings and plannings we have, we are now doing it in extreme heat conditions.
Yeah, and this small space, because of all the equipment in here, gets to be 90 degrees real fast.
So we may go topless again. We didn't do this since April 1st, our OnlyFans show. But we may actually start removing clothing at some point today.
Let's play strip show.
Strip show today, all show long. You want to play with us? Let's go ahead. I know summer doesn't officially or unofficially begin until this upcoming Memorial Day weekend. But let's go ahead and kick it.
Feels like it started already here.
It is sweltering in this building. And it's funny watching everyone run around all sweaty and whatnot. And they're like, well, there's a backup AC unit, and that's broken. And who knows when the parts will get here. See, that's why, like Omar, I feel like, who's a real man and has probably multiple toolkits. I don't know. I know we're supposed to wait for this thing to get fixed by the professionals. But why don't you just go there with your wrench and take care of this?
I'll take a look.
I feel like you're the guy that could solve this problem. This is where I wish I was more of a man. Because I can do nothing. When I hear people talk about stuff like this, I go, yeah, well, you know how it is with the parts and the
and you
things.
Don't really?
The condenser coil?
Yeah. I say, I don't even know what that is.
You're just going, when is it going to be fixed? I'm hot.
I'm hot.
I'm hot.
I have hot flashes.
That fan is too fanny.
But you know what? If I was a man, I would be like, let me take a look at it.
Well, and I also feel like when a company has an AC go wrong, they always have to go up the proper channels to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was you know, Omar, I imagine you know a guy who know a guy, or, you know, you would be able to find the parts that you need.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, 12 hours or less.
I'll get you a condenser coil.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find just, like, third party, you can get all the pieces that you need to make this thing happen.
I actually think you, Allie, is just a handy lesbian. I mean, you're always working on stuff. You built that rock garden yourself. I feel like you could go down there and kick this thing with your steel-tip boots.
I feel like I think between Omar and I, there's enough testosterone to get it done.
Although you did one time claim that you could also break into a car easy peasy, and you went out there with a coat hanger to try to break into a car in the parking lot.
And I just scraped my window a lot.
Yeah. You didn't get in.
But the initiative is there. Right. I can learn anything if I watch enough YouTube videos.
And that's a valuable lesson to start today with on a brand new week. If the initiative is there, the skill is almost unnecessary. And I think we prove that every morning right here on K-Rock. We got a decent show planned for you today. We'll tell you all about it after Blink. Good morning, K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. So Mark Hoppus was at Disneyland over the weekend enjoying. Imagine that, being in the Cars ride and Hoppus behind you.
You imagine that if you get into a line and you're like, let me just kind of skip ahead. If you're Mark Hoppus, they're like, hey, man, go through. Or are they like, get out of the way, wait in line like everybody else?
He's probably got one of those tour guides in the plaid outfit that are always walking around, escorting people through the handicap exits.
Something that you feel like every rich person, if they can afford it, they'll get it?
And I think every person who stands there and looks at that goes, man, if I was rich, I wish I could do this.
Yeah,
that's the first thing I would buy. Like, and probably we could all afford it if we just stopped buying all those damn churros, but we cannot stop buying the churros.
It's like you see those A-listers who are like, I still shop at Ralph's, you know, but no one does that for Disneyland.
Right.
Everyone's like, no, I want all the special treatment.
The second that I can afford one of those plaid tour guides to walk you around, and I've tried some, like, shady behind. I've had friends of, like, Omar style, friends of friends of friends that are like, I know a guy that used to work security at Disney, and you can pay him $50 in the parking lot and he'll help you cut some lines. And that's a cool system, but the problem is they get shut down real quick.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not, like, authentic. They're, you know, and the park, you know.
You love inauthentic.
That's my favorite. That's my comfort zone. As we are sitting in here sweating in the studio right now, at least one person, Allie, gets our struggles, and thank you for putting up with us. Well, I'm telling you right now, no kidding. In the next 5 minutes, if you're not watching on YouTube, and I think that's back up and running again.
It is, finally.
You can see us there. We will probably...
You are glistening.
Yeah, we're both going to be pitting out hard. I mean, if you like looking at us glistening, Jake pits out daily. We will all be pitting out pretty soon. But this guy, at least this person, gets us out.
Klein and Allie, this message is actually for your building / Odyssey / whoever is slacking right now with the air, with the temperature, and with the cockroaches. Man, they don't understand. Odyssey, Klein Alley Show has a lot of fans that love them, and they are freaking superstars. I'm telling you.
The irony here is that we need fans. That's the one thing we need is fans.
I wish we had a few more fans.
Just to survive this sweltering heat wave in the studio.
You guys are the best, and it's unacceptable that Odyssey can't even get you a freaking good, normal office. But I don't think it's my place to say that, but I'm just saying as a fan.
It is your place to say that. It's all of our places to say that. And we've said it before, and every time this happened on Friday morning, we go, well, they'll fix it over the weekend.
Yeah, I know, clearly.
It's 25 degrees hotter now than it was on Friday.
What the hell, guys? Get them a nice place. They give us content. They give us a show every single day without fail. It's amazing, and they got to deal with bullshit, which is unacceptable from the freaking building. But, yeah, that just pisses me off. The hot air thing that you guys are, like, cooking in there is, oh, my God, I can't imagine.
We're going to go full-on Korean barbecue in the studio
today.
Cool.
And to be clear, we are never without fail.
Oh, yeah. We're with fail all the time.
But so, if you are a giant, giant fan, a big fan,
please
come.
Yeah, our biggest fans. I remember that 500-pound guy we met at one of our biggest fans standing in here
sweating
with us.
Standing next to you.
But anyways, I don't know. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Okay. All right, sweet divot. Love you guys.
Love you too, and thank you for the support. Here's what we have for you today. If you decide to stick around with us, if we survive the heat stroke, we got for you tickets, and you get to pick your own mission. That's right, it's a theme on Mission Impossible. Your mission could include My Chemical Romance, Linkin Park, Incubus, Blink-182, or The Offspring. You will decide when you are caller 20 later this morning. Also, we will get you into, what do we got, comedy tickets happening in Thousand Oaks. We'll make that happen. Shane Wang, get you into that show. Plus, Allie, this is exciting, but it seems like everyone's going to prison these days, so we will take the official show quiz and figure out what type of prisoner all of us would be.
Oh, man, I would turn over so quick.
Oh, you would turn and start being, what, a rat?
No. I mean, I would get with a group and just completely throw out all my beliefs.
And for safety.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the skinheads.
Well, sounds about right. You've made enough of those comments to make us believe that you're already there.
I just think, like, whatever you look like, they're probably like, hey, you're a skinhead, and I'll just be like, all right.
Yeah, it's funny because...
sure, whatever you do, just accept me.
I mean, I would have thought you would have gone with the militant lesbians. It seems like you're a step closer to that group, but okay, Allie's going to go full-on skinhead. Well, there we go. We'll figure that out later this morning on the show as well. If you need us, 800-520-1067. And a major announcement involving one of our personal lives. We'll get to that coming up this morning as well.
K-Rock, listen.
96 degrees inside the K-Rock studios right now. It's Klein Alley Show. You can watch us glisten and sweat and marinate in our own juices all over the YouTube. There's a good plug for that right now. You can find us on K-Rock's YouTube as we are streaming live, or just keep on listening as you sit in traffic or wake up, start your day, and have about $100 of Alley's money. She is willing to pay the people. Monday is always a payday. Monday almost always is a payday.
It is, I think, the highest rated.
Yes.
Your chances are the best on a Monday morning.
But in addition to the fact that we are hot and potentially entering some phase of heat stroke now because of broken air conditioning in the building, also on top of that, who knows what we were doing this weekend, drinking, smoking, probably not studying up on the news. And even though there were big stories, which we'll bring you later this hour, let's get into it.
She got pregnant to remove tattoos to find out if Allie knows the news.
Beautiful song. That is not why Allie got pregnant.
Well.
One of the reasons. One of the reasons.
No, I didn't remove my tattoos. It just turned into a disgusting gelatinous blob.
Hey, Marissa, good morning from Tustin. How goes it?
Good morning. It's going well.
Love that Monday energy. I love where you're at right now. You probably have working air conditioning wherever you are. We will get into this round of Allie Knows the News as soon as she leaves the K-Rock
Can
studios.
Can I leave now?
Please leave. And if you could, bring back some cool air with you. Bring back some ice cubes for us all. I got 5 questions all about stuff happening in the world. Answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately. You're more than welcome to play along. And we pay the people starting right now on K-Rock.
Allie Knows the News.
All right, an L.A. barbershop is making the news for blasting this song to try to ward off the homeless that have started living and camping out near the barbershop. What song are they blasting to keep the homeless away?
Oh, geez. I do not know that one. I'm going to guess a James Blunt song because I don't like James Blunt.
James Blunt. That's a great, great guess right there. We got a question number 2. Former President Joe Biden has officially been diagnosed with what?
Prostate cancer.
Question 3. 2 members of the Mexican Navy have actually died after this. Excuse me, let me say this question again. I am seriously fading fast here. 2 members died after the Mexican Navy ship hit what on the East Coast? What did the ship hit?
Oh, was it the Boston Bridge? Brooklyn Bridge.
Question 4. Capital One is acquiring this credit card company.
Oh, geez, not another credit card company. I don't even know the names of them. I know it's not Chase. Is it Bank of America? I don't know. That's too big.
And finally, it was leg 2 of the Triple Crown races. The Preakness took place over the weekend. Which horse won the Preakness?
so what's that? Let's say Autumn Leaf Squirrel.
Autumn Leaf Squirrel. It's the fastest horse. Why would it not win? Hold on 1 second. Let's bring Allie. Don't say anything else. That's Marissa. Either super high or just wakes up with a great personality on a Monday morning, which
hot
is rare. Allie brought in a cup of hot tea. Why would you do that? It's actually steaming.
Yeah, it's always nice for tea.
More steam in the sauna we're broadcasting from right now. You're battling Marissa. Your round has already begun. And here we go, Allie. Let's see if you hold on to your money or if you pay the people. Question 1. An L.A. barbershop is blasting this song to try and ward off the homeless.
Gosh, the Cars for Kids song?
Oh, man, that's a great one.
Everyone would leave.
They would all get out of there. You're so close, though.
Some kids.
She guessed anything James Blunt. She's not a fan of James Blunt.
Oh.
But they've gone with the super annoying Baby Shark.
Oh, Baby Shark.
Yeah. Baby Shark. What they don't realize is Baby Shark is only annoying after a while. At first, it's kind of catchy.
Yeah, and then you go through waves.
Right.
Then you hate it again, and then it becomes catchy again, and then you go insane and love it.
So if you're a homeless person, you've never heard Baby Shark, I would imagine at the beginning you would come closer to the barbershop. And you'd be like, what is this bop right here?
What is this hit?
I love this. And then at the end, you're like, wait a minute. I don't like Baby Shark so
and
much.
You're like, run away, do, 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 do.
All right, we move on. Question number two. Allie has got zero, and our contestant has zero. We go to question two. Former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with what?
Oh, prostate cancer.
Yeah, very sad, and that is true. Aggressive is what they're saying, and not oftentimes do you hear prostate cancer followed by a woo-woo, but we just got that from Marissa, who's on the board. That's okay. I'm sure he would be thrilled to know. That's what the doctor said. We go to question number three. And it is tied up 1-1. Two members died after a Mexican Navy ship hit what on the East Coast?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Bridge.
All right, she originally locked in on Boston Bridge, changed her answer to Brooklyn Bridge. We'll give her the credit. That is correct as well. And we go to question four, still tied up 2-2. Capital One is acquiring this credit card company.
Oh, Discover.
Discover.
Oh my God.
She did not get that, but Allie did. All them Discover points. Congratulations. You've been saving up. And now Allie's up one with one final question. The second horse race of the Triple Crown was the Preakness, took place over the weekend. Which horse won that race?
Journalism?
That's the correct answer. Wow. The favorite. Oh, well, there you have it. You put in a strong start, Marissa, but Allie smoked your ass. And what must you shamefully admit?
I'm Marissa from Tustin, and Allie knows the news.
But I do like you, and you should call more often, because I can use...
Because you sound awake and sane.
Could use that good energy.
Yeah.
What's your secret, I wonder? Do you like freebasing coffee? Are you high? Why are you so up right now, Marissa?
I'm running on nothing.
Oh, nice.
I love that.
Adrenaline.
That is our motto around here as well.
On fumes.
Running on nothing. We got lots to get into, and we get into the show again after this.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big personal news for someone on the show. We could string this along over the next few hours and just tease it and tease it and tease it and then disappoint you around 8:30, but let's go ahead and give it to you now. This is exciting.
I don't think we need to tease it.
Well, it's
string
big.
People along.
It's
big. It is big. Look.
It's big for someone, not me. It's not going to change my life even a little bit, but
yeah.
For you, big deal.
Well, if you ever come to my house, it'll change your life.
Once again, not going to change my life even a little bit.
I still think now you've been to my house once since I've known you.
No, that's false. I've been to your house multiple times. I was there for the big ribbon cutting of that stupid rock garden you built.
That was at my kid's birthday party.
Oh, is that why I was there?
Sick pic. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, that
your kids opened up all of Wesley's presents.
Well, they saw presents and they opened them. Yes, that's right. And I was never invited back. And then I think I went to some weird murder mystery you threw one time.
Oh, you went to that? Yikes.
No, I didn't go to that one, actually.
Okay, yeah.
I skipped that.
I think you just said you were there.
There's a few things you've invited me to I have not gone to. But yes, I have been to your place more than once. Well, I think at least four times.
No way.
Feels like four times.
I think I've been to one of your seven houses.
Well,
that you've had over the last 10 years.
I would say come now, but I'm packing up again. So,
so this is, I would say, a milestone for a lot of people. When you get a new pet, you remember that day. You remember where you were, what you did, how you picked the pet that was going to be in your life, you know, for at least 10, 15 years, 20 if you're a cat. And we decided that we were going to get a new kitten because the cat that we have, we had two. We had to put one down, so we just had one left. She's old, but she is now getting very needy and attention-seeking. And we decided, you know what? This cat needs some kind of distraction because I don't have the time to give it the attention that it needs. So we decided to look
That's a good reason, by the way, to get another animal.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to take care of this one. So they get
a little playmate.
So let's get a second one.
Yeah. Well... It's interesting you say second.
Oh, my God.
So, did you get two?
So,
oh.
Well, it sounds a little different than that. It's more like...
Allie's house is going to be full on chaos.
So here's what happened.
Like a lesbian Noah's Ark.
I went on whatever website where you can look at adoptable animals. I was like, I want an orange boy cat. I heard they are the dumbest. I heard they are the easiest. I don't want a complicated animal. I want the... stupidest, loveliest, able to be manhandled cat that I can possibly get. Low maintenance. So I click on one. Looks great. I mean, there's a million of them that are all orange and little. So I call the woman, and she goes, "Well, I actually don't live where it's been listed on the website. I live in a much farther place, but I do have a house with a lot of different kittens for you to pick from. Why don't you come over today and you can look at all the ones that we have?"
You're looking at your future. You just walked into your future.
She was like, "I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how many cats I have in my house.
And you
but
should
we can
too.
Go look on the catio or the other catio to see if there's one that suits you."
Excuse me, the what now?
Catio?
What is that? A cat patio?
Mm-hmm.
They call it a catio? Is that like a known term?
Yes, and she has multiple catios.
That was like a euphemism for vagina.
She's
What the hell is
it? No, it is.
Oh, it is too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I like that.
So we get there, long drive. We walk in, and it seems like a normal house, smells normal. And then you walk into the living room, and you see a kitchen table in the middle that's been covered with some kind of a covering, and there's seven cats on it.
Just on the kitchen table?
Just on the kitchen table. And you're like, wow, I guess this kitchen table is not being used anymore. And it's one of those things where, like, it seems like there's not a lot of cats. And then the more you look, the more cats that you see.
Little eyeballs everywhere.
Yeah, like you're about to sit on the couch and there's, like, three cats there.
The hills have eyes.
Yeah, and there's, like, a cat tree and there's one cat on every single rung of the
tree. Oh, my God. How many do you think she had there?
She has over 40 cats.
40 cats?
Yeah.
Allie, this is your future. You laugh at this. It's funny. From the outside now, you get to understand how ridiculous this is. Walking into a house that's got cats on the table, cats. You are in a slippery slope, and you're heading this way. And when you just got that scene from Christmas Carol where you got to see your future. What's her name? At the end of the whole thing, she's like, "By the way, I'm Allie."
Look, her name's Rhonda. She's very nice.
Yeah,
she has glasses with a chain on it. She was wearing a really hairy top. And she just loves cats more than people, okay? And it started out as something very simple where she was just holding a couple cats for a friend. And then they were like, "Well, we found this random kitten in an alley. Who are we going to call?" Rhonda. And Rhonda has too big of a heart to say no, so she just keeps acquiring all these cats. Next thing you know, every single room and closet is full of cats. Like, you open a closet and there's another litter.
She's a hoarder, right?
But the place doesn't look like a hoarder house. It just looks like a cat hoarder house. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's worse.
She didn't have like useful stuff, like old newspapers.
You walk into a bathroom and the shower area is just a mom cat and its litter.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a walk-in closet, closed off, kittens
See,
in there.
I'm so torn with people like this because I know that in her own mind, she thinks she's doing a good thing. Because
she does.
She's become a sanctuary for all these cats. In the reality, though, she is being judged by society. And really, at some point, she's going to forget how to even act as a human. She's going to start licking her own hands and
she
stuff.
I think that has already happened.
Oh, you think she's morphing?
Well, yeah, because she would talk to us about something and then she would bring up the same thing like
Let's
1 minute
up
later.
A furball in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And then Katie is talking to her and going, "So do you have any kids?" I'm like, "Katie, the answer is no."
Clearly.
And she goes, "No, I never thought that I would really be a baby person. I'm more of I like cats more than I like humans, you know, but I'm starting to lose faith in humanity because people just treat their animals like it." You know, it was one of those monologues that she's just a run-on sentence.
Didn't you at some point have a scared straight moment where you looked around and you go, like, I gotta not only get out of this house, but I gotta rethink my plan of bringing in more cats into your house.
You know, Klein, normally I would disagree with you, but yes, I think there was a moment where I was like, yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah, you should have had that moment, but that moment should have stayed with you.
So then I go, well, we're looking for an orange boy kitten. And she goes, well, the one online I actually adopted already. So we don't have that one.
Same stuff car dealerships do. They put that really good one online to get you in there.
Totally.
And then they go, we don't have that one. But we have similar ones that are a little more.
Yeah. So she goes, you know, there's this other one who's an adult and his name is Gus. And he would be very happy coming home with you. And I'm like, well, I don't want Gus. I want a kitten. So then she was like, you know, sometimes you just fall in love with one that you didn't expect. And we end up falling in love with not only one, but two kittens. And she goes, you know, it's better if you have two kittens because the cat that you have is older. She's 15 and she's probably only got a few years left. And when she dies, you're going to just have one kitten again. And then you're going to have to get another cat and the cycle's just going to go on. So just get two now so that when that one dies.
You're going to be a three cat house.
We adopted two cats.
You son of a
bitch. But the thing is, we don't have them yet because they're so tiny that they can't release them to us yet. They're like still, you know, they have to get their shots and stuff. So we have 3 to 4 weeks to wait for the kittens to get here.
How long until you admit that you regret this decision? I'm just curious because I know at first it's cute, they're adorable. How long before you come on the radio and say you guys were right?
Before I answer, will you just see a video of one of them? They're so cute.
Allie, kittens don't do... Yeah, they're little and they're cute, but once again, that's one cat. It's cute. Yeah, I can see why you would like it, but...
This one has long hair.
Okay, God damn it.
But the thing is...
You're in trouble.
When they get older, we're going to have 3 grown-ass cats.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to do.
And now you're at a place...
I'm having nightmares about it.
The humans in your place are now going to be equaled by the cats in your place. And then
somebody's going to be like, well, we have a random kitten. Who are we going to call?
Allie. Rhonda's dead now because she got eaten by her cats? Oh, that's okay. Allie's like a Rhonda in training. She's the next Rhonda.
Anyway, I am the next Rhonda. Great takeaway.
And when you find out one of those cats you adopted is pregnant, that'll be a fun little oopsie surprise.
We're already dead.
Right. Hey, look at that. Now we got sick. Well, we adopted two. This cat math. You cat math people are crazy.
Hey, more is better.
The
trust
craziest
me.
Craziest type of math. God damn. Well, congratulations.
Trust Rhonda.
And also condolences. K-Rock.
For my couch.
Chili Peppers, K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Let's get into your news right now that a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. If you're just joining us this morning, we did mention that K-Rock has a very possible mission for you. You have to decide if you'd like to go see My Chem or Linkin Park or Incubus or Blink-182 or The Offspring. You get through and we tell you to call. You're the 20th caller at 800-520-1067. You can pick it your ticket. All those great bands will be here. That is the mission you will choose, and that will be coming up later this morning right here on K-Rock. Right now, though, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
As I mentioned, there was a lot of not-so-great news over the weekend. I guess I'll start with the one with the least fatalities, and that would be the IVF clinic that was bombed in Palm Springs. A car bomb went off, blew up half the building, and shattered some windows in neighboring buildings, but miraculously, all of the embryos at the clinic were undamaged. 4 people were injured, 1 person died, and that was the guy who did the bombing. He was in the car when the car bomb went off, and this was considered an act of terrorism. They're investigating him more and whether or not he had a manifesto, but it seemed that his intentions were clear, though they were very confusing to me. I guess he was the opposite of pro-life, so he was anti-life.
Well, you know what? This is how those things should go. I mean, the only guy who dies is that guy, and all the things he was trying...
He was anti-life, so
right.
Mission accomplished.
For him, mission accomplished, but he, yeah, other than...
Not mission impossible.
The people...
Yeah, definitely not. Mission complete.
It's kind of... I mean, look at...
Well, he was against bringing kids into the world against their will, but if you're going to go to an IVF clinic, it's people who really, really, really want kids, and anyone who donated sperm did so voluntarily, so it's not like anyone is creating life against their will.
If he's trying to get rid of kids that people get without their will, he should blow up a tequila factory.
Totally.
That's what's led to more probably pregnancies than anything else.
Yeah, or like random hotel rooms next to bars.
Yeah, this seems like just one of those things that was poorly thought out,
yeah,
poorly executed.
You were like way off the mark, dude.
And great, because nothing makes me happier than, you know, someone, a terrible person that kind of fails at doing what they were trying to do to bring a lot of destruction to others.
Yeah, and I guess his father is already coming out and talking to the media. He said he hadn't talked to his son in a decade, and that when he was 9, he set fire to their house accidentally. and was also caught playing with grenades.
Whoa.
That, like, setting a your house on fire at 9, isn't that like Halloween?
Well,
isn't that what that kid did? Or he killed his family, too.
I think, didn't we all go through a pyro phase, though, where we accidentally lit something on fire?
But I don't think we graduated to grenades.
No, I never did. Wish.
Because we couldn't get our hands on anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's messed up. But I'm really glad that, I mean, especially with the embryos, like somebody who's been through these fertility clinics and stuff like that, you work so hard and pay a lot of money to get those embryos and have them even exist. So I'm really happy that they were all able to save them. That's incredible. All right, the Foo Fighters have had a dramatic few years.
This is a wild story.
The drama continued when the new drummer Josh Freese announced over the weekend that he has been asked to leave the band. This is what he said. I'll just say it verbatim on his Instagram. The Foo Fighters called me Monday night to let me know they've decided to go in a different direction with their drummer. No reason was given. Regardless, I enjoyed the past 2 years with them, both on and off stage, and I support whatever they feel is best for the band. In my 40 years of drumming professionally, I've never been let go from a band. So while I'm not angry, just a bit shocked and disappointed. But as most of you know, I've always worked freelance and bounced between bands, so I'm fine. Stay tuned for my top 10 possible reasons Josh got booted from the Foo Fighters list.
I look forward to that. He's been invited to come on our show and give out his top list of reasons why he believes he was booted. I can't imagine. Sometimes there's just a vibe. The vibe wasn't there.
Figure out if the vibe was there before you even hired the drummer. You know, like, if you were going to make a hire like that, wouldn't you test out a bunch of people and, hey, you guys jive with each other, you understand, like, there's chemistry, and that's why you've gone with that person in the first place?
It's weird because if you think about the relationship that, you know, they've had with
Taylor
for so many years, as like such a close friendship.
They were like best friends.
Maybe it was just this weird, it didn't matter who was in that seat for the first person. It's like almost like the first person you date after like a breakup. Sometimes they're in a bad spot regardless. Not about them at all. You're just not in a place. Maybe anyone that was going to be behind the drum kit for the Foo Fighters, there would have been a weirdness to it, and then they just had to kind of buffer with one other.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Josh was the buffer. He was the rebound drummer.
Maybe that's what it was.
And also, Dave Grohl is a drummer himself, so he's probably very particular about the type of drummer that he wants.
But they knew what they were getting.
Also, Taylor's son played some songs with them before.
He's super young.
There's a future there. Who knows? But interesting drama, to say the least. And to get we're going in a different direction. As someone who's heard that phrase before, both in relationships and with jobs.
I've gotten that, and I feel it in my heart.
I know that that's a phrase that was come up with by corporate jargon to try to make you feel better about the situation.
People have gone in different directions with me all the time.
Yeah, that's the better direction.
They're always going in a different
direction.
It's
a different one.
And it's not mine. All right, do you take Discover? Is a question that may never be asked again. It's hard to believe. It's the end of an era, possibly. Capital One has acquired Discover, and this was a deal that was announced a while ago, but it has finally gone through. It's done and done. They bought Discover for $35 billion, which I can't believe Discover was still worth that much. And all the people that were hanging on to that Discover card thinking, you know what? I'm going to be loyal. Doesn't matter. I'm going to keep it going. But they said for now, Discover and Capital One cards, they do not change. There's no changes for now. I think that will change, though.
All right. There's your first roundup of stuff happening in the world. Your ADD news on K-Rock. We get into a brand new hour of the show. And we do it after the Killers on K-Rock. Good morning.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.